Here we are in the middle of summer, and we're noticing, well, maybe the kids are not reading the books and doing those math problems like they usually should. Joining us is Linda Kohler from Sharp Literacy. And Linda, you are serving a record number of students this summer. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. And I think a question a lot of people have is, what exactly is Summer Slide?
This is our eighth year of the Summer Learning Program, and we do have a record number of students. We will be serving over 1,200 students in K-4 through 8th grade, total of 30 different schools and community learning centers throughout Milwaukee and Waukesha County. And this really started because of the Summer Slide. I think a lot of people have heard of it, but they really don't know what that means. It's defined as the tendency for students, especially those from low-income families, to lose about 20% of the achievement gains that they made during the previous year. So it's just really, really important that kids keep their minds and their bodies moving and engaged over the summer months. The regression from COVID and Summer Slide, it's just really, really important. So we're thrilled that we're able to increase the number of students and the number of sites that we're serving this year from last year.
How do you motivate the kids, especially in summer?
Well, our program is, you know, we adapt our school year program for the summer. It's actually anywhere from a 6 to 8 week program twice a week. And our program is very hands-on, very exciting and fun. The different programs that we offer are Summer Journeys, which is based on our newest We'd Love to Learn book, and then STEAM Dream Team. We have called On Deck for K-5 through 2nd grade students, and we have a STEAM Dream Team at Bat for 2nd to 5th grade students. And then we also have Aloha Wisconsin, and then we have a Garden and Greenhouse at Silver Spring Neighborhood Center, as well as Code the Hone. So very, you know, hands-on programs that kids can really wrap their arms around, and it's fun. We know that. So we just really keep them active and engaged and just being able to use their creativity, and we're doing all kinds of really great community art projects. We integrate the arts into all of the subjects. And the STEAM Dream Team, that's all about baseball. So they're doing some really, really fun things, and they actually even get to go to a game at American Family Field thanks to the wonderful Brewers Community Foundation and Cecilia Gore. So it's all about keeping them engaged and hands-on, experiential learning. That's what it's all about.
Linda, do you get feedback from teachers in the schools? Do they tell you there is a difference between the students who participated in Sharp's literacy program during the summer and the ones who didn't?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real hard data on it, but definitely, hopefully, the students that have participated in our program and other, you know, summer programs, they're not going to see that much of a decrease in their learning. 20% is a lot. So it really does help the teachers when they start again, either in August or September, that they're not so far behind, which makes it, I don't want to say easier on the teachers, but in a sense, easier. You're starting where they should be starting. They're starting 5th grade. That's where they want to start them. They don't want to go back to where they left off at the end of 4th grade. So yeah, we do hear from the educators that they definitely see a difference from the kids that go to some type of a summer program, whether it be Sharp or another, versus the students that don't.
Do you get much parental involvement in the programs that you offer through Sharp, especially in the summer?
You know, we try. It's difficult, but what we hope is that when they go home, we're working on a community art project with Sally Duback. That's very hands-on. It's going to be a mosaic mural. That's going to be one that will be at Silver Spring Neighborhood Center as well as Craig Montessori. So we hope that they go home and the parents will say, well, what did you do today? Oh, we did this really cool art project, or we went to the Milwaukee Brewers game. We Sharp did this. And it's hard to say, but it's a struggle to get, you know, parental engagement. So we're just hoping that we get the kids so excited, and when they get home, they'll tell their parents, we had Sharp today. And I was over the academic year, I was in one of the classrooms, and I said, wow, your attendance is great today. And they said, yes, because it's Sharp Day, which is very encouraging for me and our team that, wow, people, the kids know if there's Sharp Day on Tuesday, they're going to be there. You know, little things like that, it keeps us going.
You have a lot of fundraising events throughout the year, but if anybody wants to find out more about Sharp Literacy and help support the work you're doing in the community, how can they do it, Linda?
The easiest way is to go on our website, sharpliteracy.org, and there's all kinds you can donate. You can volunteer. You can donate supplies. Because we are an integrated arts program, we go through lots of supplies and can get kind of costly. And we provide a program, both the summer program and the academic year program, at no cost to the schools and sites, so which is incredible. And we have great donors that help us with that, especially in the summer program. The Brewers Community Foundation, Celia Gore, they've just been unbelievable. And so we wouldn't be able to do it without donations.
Linda, it's a wonderful program. Sharp Literacy. Linda Kohler, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.